So let's move on. And now that we kind of fleshed out a lot of general issues that really apply to a lot of these patients, we can sort of pick up the pace a little bit and just focus on, you know, one or two questions for each one of the remaining patients.
All right. So this patient is a 57-year-old woman who initially was diagnosed with localized breast cancer in 2005. And she subsequently developed a local recurrence on her skin only right at her mastectomy incision in 2013. She was treated initially with adjuvant chemotherapy and adjuvant endocrine therapy. And then once she was discovered to have metastatic disease, she received capecitabine for a year, followed by navalbine for again about a year, and then was placed on everolimus and exemestane for again, well, this time 6 months, and then subsequently on fulvestrant and palbociclib. And she did very well on that last combination of fulvestrant and palbociclib for about 2 years. And her disease on her skin really came down quite significantly to the point that it was a few small flat nodules on her skin. And then eventually those nodules started to grow. We did try some topical therapies, including cryotherapy, but this was not successful in limiting her disease. And then I tried capecitabine again, since she had responded previously, and there was a very long interval where she was maintained on endocrine therapy. She developed hand-foot syndrome as well as progression on her chest wall. Then very suddenly, this picture of her disease changed, and instead of a few small nodules on her chest wall, she rapidly developed a splotchy blanching erythema that quickly spread across her contralateral chest wall. So at that point, this was clear progression. We biopsied the new chest wall lesions, which really were flat areas of erythema at the time, and it was confirmed to be breast carcinoma, this time triple negative. So at that point, I placed her on weekly paclitaxel, and even after her initial dose, she had a significant clinical improvement on the skin.
And what's her current situation?
So currently, she's a few weeks into the weekly paclitaxel. She's tolerating it well. She does have some common side effects associated with the chemotherapy. When her disease really changed, I did send Foundation One testing, and I received the results just yesterday, so I shared them with her today with Kathy, which was interesting. So this patient actually had a PIK3CA mutation discovered on her Foundation One testing.